This is Dennis Michelson coming to you from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio out here at the Georgetown Fair. And oh my goodness, coming up Saturday, folks, we have a great show for you on the main stage. And part of that great show is going to be Roseland. It's Cameron Smith and Gavin Arnold joining me on the hotline to tell you all about it. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Cameron, I understand you're from Muscatine, Iowa.
Yeah, that's where I reside now. Yeah, I'm a Southeast Missouri boy originally, so I've been in Iowa for the past 8 years now, and yeah, we're down here.
And Gavin, you're from Rockford, Illinois?
Originally near Rockford, a town called Monroe Center, but I'm currently living over in Morrison, Illinois. I'm moved a little closer to Roseland for music purposes, and got to be close to make it happen, you know?
There you go. That's the way to do it. And I understand you guys discovered each other by competing against each other. Somebody's got to tell that story.
Yeah, absolutely. We came from rock background, both of us, and there was a battle of the bands, about 60 bands narrowed it down to 10, and they were all going at it to open for Brantley Gilbert. And Cameron's band won, and, you know, he still holds it over my head. Imagine that, right? He approached me about a month later or so, and he's like, hey, this rock stuff's fun, but I kind of want to rip some country music, and I think you're the guy I want to do it with. And I said, well, I've actually had a pretty deep desire to go to country. I grew up on country, but back in my little town, for some reason, it was just hard to come by other people that wanted to do country music. So really was put together by God, I feel like, and it's worked out really well since.
That rock background makes a lot of sense, guys, because when I listened to the single Think That I Needed You, I thought I was heard in an old Southern rock group from like the late 70s, yeah, early 80s. You guys have the country sound, there's no doubt about it, but you bring that Southern rock feel to your sound that's so unique.
I have to agree. Yeah, that's where we come from, you know, Gavin as well. You know, our parents, you know, were, you know, big Skinner guys, and then, you know, Allman Brothers and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I grew up on that stuff. And then obviously you're in your early country, you know, 80s, 90s country, and, you know, everything in between. So, yeah, we like to keep it rock, but we also like to keep it country. And
I'm pretty sure my dad's seen Alabama about 9 times. So
Right. Yeah. Trying to make our own sound. And I think we're doing just that. Yeah, we're having fun, for sure.
And I understand the way the story goes about that single, Think That I Needed You, is somebody wrote the music, and then Gavin, I guess Cameron, you wrote the music, and Gavin, you had the lyrics in mind already for that one?
At that time, yeah. So that's kind of a little different what we do now. Now everything's a collaborative effort, and we do everything together and bounce everything back and forth. And but at that time, yeah, I actually had about 4 or 5 country songs written 5 years prior to this. And he sends this over to me right away when he's like, hey, I kind of want to do this country thing. And I put one of my words or one of my verses to this song, and it just fell in like a fit like a glove, just absolutely like it was written for it. And I think at that moment we were like, okay, this is gonna time to do something here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Like lightning in a bottle, and it just everything started to make sense, and that we had a future. And, yeah, you know how that, you know, if you ever heard of it, you know, it's like catching lightning in a bottle, and, boy, we ain't put it down yet, so.
Now, I stumbled across your guys' songs over on YouTube. I was making another search, and I got Roseland coming up. I'm like, I never heard of these guys. Then I heard of you guys after I listened to the songs. I was like, man, these guys are great. Now, I have a favorite song of yours that I like Out in the Country, because you talk about getting a little crazy, and that's one of my specialties. But, hey, you also got a pretty cool dirt late model in the video.
It's a good-looking car.
Yeah. Fun video to shoot.
It really was. Yep. Right out in Muscatine. Yeah, a lot of dirt racers out there, so it was easy to find. Good friends of ours, and yeah, that gave them an excuse to take the car out and tear it up.
So from that video, of course, I stumbled across Backroads Sippin'. And guys, when I'm looking at that video, I thought I was going down Bob's Road in the movie Twister. You know, you're out in the middle
That's
of
right.
the country, and that just feels like It was the perfect video for that song.
We agree. Just driving down the road gives, you know, the perfect pace. And, you know, and that was a different song for us to venture out to and write anyway. You know, it's
absolutely
not really up our alley. You know what I mean? We just, you know, it's been so prominent on country radio lately. And we thought, you know, let's try to put some of that, you know, that hip hop 808, you know, in, on acoustic and see what it does. And turned out to be our highest streamed song, believe it or not. So weird how things happen.
Now, guys, it is tough getting a break in the music business, but I understand, Cameron, you do a lot of the production work, or at least did at the very beginning when you guys were just getting together. That's got to make it a little bit easier, but maybe a little harder at the same time.
Yeah, it is, because you're the producer. You know what I mean? You don't have another, you know, you don't have a third party that's there, you know, engineering for you or anything like that. So, I mean, we're doing all this in-house, Gavin and myself. It's just him and I, you know, playing all the instruments, writing all the lyrics, you know, all the harmonies, you know, and just putting this thing together. And if it sounds good to us, we release it. You know, we're literally making music for, you know, for us, you know, that we like, and, you know, and just trying different things and just busting our butts to get it out to the people.
Well, yeah, both of us have home studios at home, so we're constantly just sending each other stuff back and forth, and I do it at my house, he does it at his house, and we're feeling like hanging out, we might stop on by and do it together, who knows?
Yeah, but it's fun that way. There's no rules. It's just we're having a blast. We do what we love.
Now, the Georgetown Fair has quite a history of musical acts that became really big after they came to the Georgetown Fair. Are you guys aware of the history of the fair?
We're not aware.
Well, no, I'd love to hear it.
Well, guys like Garth Brooks got started playing the fair here, and so many big acts. I have a feeling Roseland might be the next one they're putting up on their sign saying, hey, you heard these guys here first.
Boy, you're giving me chills saying that.
Yep. I'm hoping so, and we ain't going to stop till we do. That's just me and Cameron's mentality is how it's always going to be. But we got to keep this train rolling, so we got to make sure that you are right. We got to make sure that happens.
Winstock said the same thing. We played the Winstock Festival 2 weeks ago, and they said, you know, we got a kind of that weird history thing, too, to where it's, you know, the first time you play the early slot on the main stage, 2 years after that, you'll be, you know, you'll be co-headlining, or you'll be the direct support for the headliner. And it's, you know, I hope all that's true, man. This is all rites of passage for us anyway, you know, to play these incredible fairs that have been going on for so long, all these festivals that have been going on for so long. And yeah, it just feels like a rite of passage.
He's Cameron Smith. He's Gavin Arnold. Together they make up Roseland. You're going to see them at the Georgetown Fair opening on Saturday night for Priscilla Block. It's going to be a great show. Guys, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
From the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here out at the Georgetown Fair, this is Dennis Michelson.